You don't need a study to tell you that aging and fatigue go hand in hand. Nevertheless, my friends at Nutritional Therapeutics, makers of NT Factor, point to 16 studies, all peer-reviewed and published in medical journals, showing that NT Factor can reduce fatigue, while at the same time, age-related changes in the cells are reversed. For 30 years, the makers of NT Factor have worked to improve our health spans by focusing on the mitochondria, the energy powerhouses of our cells. Their science shows that NT Factor, which I don't go a day without and recommend to my patients, improves our energy and prevents the deterioration that accompanies aging. They promise us that our day-to-day lives will be improved, and they keep proving it in studies that include placebo-controlled trials, both in the academic institutions and in medical practices like mine. You can find NT Factor at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Don't let tiredness and fatigue rob your senior years. Invest regularly in the anti-aging benefit of NT Factor at ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means we've got an hour or two to share with you some of the most important health information of the week. And we invite you to participate. You can call 877-726-8255. Get on the air, share a comment or a question with me. We look forward to hearing from you because, well, you're an integral part of the program. We've got lots to talk about this weekend. We're going to talk about problems associated with vampire facials. There's a risk of transmission of serious diseases. What are vampire facials? Well, you'll find out about that a little later in the program. We're going to talk about the unique circumstances of a hyper-vaccinated man. A story has emerged about a German man who, for, quote, personal reasons, had himself vaccinated against COVID 217 times, and he's the object of intense study. We're going to find out what has befallen him. 877-726-8255. Also, we'll talk about CGMs, continuous glucose monitors, and how they're going to be available over the counter for purchase. Our number, 877-726-8255. Okay, let's go on. Big topic, because those weight loss medications, they're all the rage. Drugs like Wegovy and Rybelsus and Ozempic and now Mounjaro, also known as Zepbound, are revolutionizing obesity and diabetes treatment. And they're also garnering enormous profits for their manufacturers. For instance, Novo Nordisk has now exceeded Tesla as one of the most highly capitalized companies in the world. And some of the early drugs, the semaglutide drugs, like Wegovy and Rybelsus and Ozempic, worked on GLP-1 alone. So GLP-1 is something that is an intestinal peptide that limits appetite, affects the brain, but also affects the digestive system, slows intestinal transit. Subsequent meds like Mounjaro is a double medication. It's got GLP-1 and there's another gastric peptide, GIP, gastric intestinal peptide, that work together to produce even more spectacular weight loss. So Mounjaro, the diabetes version of the drug, and Zepbound is the weight loss version of the drug in big demand. And so as if that were enough, the drug companies that make these things are in a gold rush to come up with new, better, stronger, more effective medications that attempt to minimize side effects while maximizing weight loss. There's a new category of drugs that are going to make the scene. They're called amylin analogs. And these are said to deliver weight loss with reduced side effects of vomiting, nausea, and constipation. In one study, users lost on average, get this, 50 pounds, 20+% of their body weight. There's also, in addition to the dual action drugs like Mounjaro and Zepbound, they're triple action drugs, which combine the GLP-1 and the GIP with a new hormone, glucagon. That's a triple threat for weight loss. And soon there'll be an oral version of the potent injectable drug Ozempic. So, you know, this is going to revolutionize weight loss. Until recently, it was just a matter of willpower, exercise, dieting. But concerns are being raised over how sustainable these drugs can be. There's an article in the Wall Street Journal that just came out recently. There's no easy way to stop taking Ozempic. Those who go off weight loss drugs risk regaining weight, but staying on them forever isn't a realistic option. So there's a thoughtful op-ed in Journal of the American Medical Association from Dr. Darius Mozafarian. He's the John Mayer professor of nutrition at Tufts University. He's a big deal in the nutrition world. And he summarizes it this way, and I'm quoting. He says, one half of U.S. adults are interested in taking a prescription weight loss drug. 93 million meet the GLP-1 weight loss eligibility criteria. So it's like almost half the population of U.S. adults. U.S. list prices are $12,000 to $16,000 per year, and even with maximum negotiated discounts, costs will likely exceed $6,500 per year. So let's do the math. If all eligible U.S. adults receive GLP-1 agonists at discounts, the annual cost would be $600 billion. That's equal to all other U.S. prescription drug spending combined. So overnight, we could actually see prescription drug spending doubled. And that is unsustainable. There are hopes that competition will lower prices, but because they keep the innovation pipeline going with ever more powerful drugs that seek to minimize side effects, that's not likely. And drug companies have been savvy. Each GLP-1 agent is protected by approximately 20 patents, many extend to 2040 or beyond. So they're not likely to go generic like other medications. Now you can get generic statin drugs relatively cheaply, but these drugs are going to be expensive for the foreseeable future. The problem, too, is that in trials of these medications, weight loss plateaus occur by 12 to 18 months. The weight loss is spectacular at first, then levels off, and finally it plateaus. And if the drug is stopped, patients generally regain the lost weight within a year. And that leads people to say, hey, I'm just going to stay on the medication. But can they? Real-world tolerability of these medications is also low. In one big study, only 27% of patients prescribed GLP-1 agonists were adherent after 1 year. They just couldn't stay on. They couldn't pay for it, or they didn't like the side effects. So the problem for the payers, whether it's the government or insurers, is that these medications may not really be cost-effective. And studies have looked at cost-effectiveness, because cost-effectiveness has to do with, are we really reducing medical costs for such problems as heart disease and diabetes in people who lose a lot of weight? No question, there's benefit. But the cost may exceed the benefit. They found incremental costs of $237,000 to $483,000 per QALY. QALYs are quality adjusted life years. That's a way of assessing cost effectiveness. And in one analysis, total healthcare costs among patients who adhere to these drugs doubled from approximately $13,000 per person before starting the drug to $26,000 after. So the benefits in terms of reducing whatever, heart attacks, strokes, diabetes expenses, progression to dialysis, you know, all the bad things that can happen when you're overweight, may be outstripped by the cost of these medications. So the solution, and this is a good one, that Dr. Mozeferian is proposing is that when we administer these drugs, we also should be administering them in the context of lifestyle counseling, which involves teaching people how to eat, teaching cooking, talking about exercise and sleep, leveraging telehealth, he says, apps, peer support, artificial intelligence. All eligible patients would receive GLP-1 agonists, plus a food is medicine program. And at 12 to 18 months, planned cessation of GLP-1 drugs would occur, but with continued nutrition counseling and lifestyle counseling for weight maintenance. And that may be a way to save the day, because undoubtedly there are benefits to these medications. A medication called Wegovy had just been approved for major heart disease prevention because overweight patients are at high risk for heart disease, and maybe they need to be on a statin, maybe they need to take daily aspirin, other drugs. But combining that with Wegovy, according to a recent approval, could substantially reduce their risk for heart disease. But how sustainable is it? How cost-effective is it? Are we headed over the cliff in terms of our healthcare expenditures? We need a lifestyle approach and not just meds to address our problem of obesity. No matter how promising, how effective, how dramatically, strikingly effective these medications appear to be. 877-726-8255, our number. You can call and become part of the program. We invite you to join us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Natural Grocers Vitamin Cottage, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. That number available to you 24/7, 365. So if you're at your leisure during the week and maybe you missed the program, but you want to still call in with a question, call 877-726-8255 and leave a message with your question, and we'll answer it on the air as we're about to with this one.
Lipoic acid for peripheral neuropathy.
Oh, okay. So alpha-lipoic acid is a potent antioxidant that has been shown to be beneficial for peripheral neuropathy, particularly diabetic peripheral neuropathy. And the theory is that in diabetes, the high sugar levels cause free radical damage to the nerves. And by using alpha-lipoic acid, you can actually reduce some of the oxidative stress, quench the free radicals, and thus improve the symptoms. So, and then symptoms are, sometimes pain, sometimes numbness, sometimes tingling, but also sometimes kind of a mushy feeling when you walk. So you don't really feel like you're firmly implanted on the ground. It can also result in foot injuries because you may walk funny, and without having proper sensory awareness in your feet, you may create chronic injuries to your toes and your bones, and this is a problem for especially for diabetics. But there are other forms of neuropathy that are not necessarily related to high blood sugar. The dosage that is correct, according to a recent review, it says here, an oral dose of 600 milligrams once daily seems to provide the optimum risk-to-benefit ratio. In other words, if you take more, you might get slightly better results, but there are side effects associated with high intake of alpha-lipoic acid. It's tough on the stomach. Some people can't tolerate it. You really need to take it with food because if it hits you on an empty stomach, it can cause discomfort. It's a little acidic, so it can cause some discomfort. I generally team it with benfotiamine, or some people pronounce it benfotiamine, which is an activated form of vitamin B1, and also acetyl L-carnitine. And that combo seems to be effective. I recently had a patient who was suffering from this with diabetes, did this program for a period of 6 weeks or a couple of months, and it relieved the pain and discomfort. It was like magic. It really worked well. So there you have it. Folks, as you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD, that's cannabidiol, to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep. It's a real breakthrough in herbal products, perhaps the most important of the decade. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free, for those of you concerned about the effects of THC. Daily Balance provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. And it now comes in a 100 milligram option, super high, for those who need high levels of CBD each day to achieve their wellness goals. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line. Okay, a story has emerged about a German man who has had himself vaccinated against COVID 217 times. What could possibly go wrong? Well, he's been studied. The results are in. And we'll share those with you when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number for calls. This is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. Our number, that line is open for your calls this hour or next. And this story's been making the rounds, and it's quite an unusual story. The story has emerged about a German man in Magdeburg, Germany, who, for, quote, personal reasons, skirted medical recommendations and had himself vaccinated against COVID, get this, 217 times. It's not clear how he did that, because my understanding is that if you go to a pharmacy to get a COVID shot, they've got a record of it, or at least they used to, and they would tell you, no, it's too early, you can't get it. You can only get it every 3 months or something like that, which is plenty enough time, and possibly even too frequently. Some people have gotten as many as 7, 8, 9 COVID shots that I've heard of. They just keep getting them and getting them. But 217 is way beyond the pale. And one has to ask, what are the personal reasons that could motivate a guy to get a COVID shot 217 times? And I suspect, we don't know the details, but I suspect this guy's got OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. And he just, you know, he just got to do it again and again and again and again and again to relieve his anxiety about COVID. But the problem with obsessive compulsive disease is that it's an itch that you can't scratch. And the more you scratch, the more you itch, the worse it gets. That's the definition of obsessive compulsive disorder. Because normally when you have a desire or compulsion and you do something to satisfy it, it relieves the compulsion. But with people with OCD, it simply aggravates the compulsion. So researchers got wind of this, and they recognized an opportunity to study this guy, because this is a unique circumstance. It's a little bit like I hearken back to a study of a guy who ate 88 eggs per day. And they said, well, let's study this guy and see what his cholesterol is, and, you know, is he developing heart disease? And it turned out not. He had an extraordinary capacity to metabolize high cholesterol foods, which suggests that the body can adjust. So what's going on with this guy? Well, they studied him from tip to stern, and they found that he isn't experiencing any untoward effects. So they say. They gleefully report that he's fine, with the exception, clearly, of extraordinarily high antibodies to COVID. I mean, he's really stoking those antibody responses every time he gets a COVID shot. So that's to be expected. But is he having any other untoward effects? Well, it's too early to say. But look for this report to be leveraged against vaccine skeptics, right? Because they're going to say, well, you know, you're worried about the effects of the vaccine. Well, here's a guy who got it 217 times. He's fine. So don't worry. It's okay. There has been concern that's been raised over the possibility that the more you get vaccinated, to some extent, there's a backfire effect, that it will actually cause a decline in your immunity. It's called immune exhaustion. It's like if you keep putting a pedal down on the metal in your car, you may wear out your engine. And it may be that the more shots you get, the more your immune system responds until it's finally exhausted and there's no response left at all. But this guy needs to be followed, because it's a unique circumstance. He really is the object of scientific inquiry. But I'm thinking, what could possibly go wrong with a guy who got 217 COVID shots? Ultimately, we'll see. 877-726-8255 are a number. And if fatigue is an issue for you, well, For whom is it not, from time to time, and for some people chronically, studies show that your cellular health may start to decline as early as 25 years of age. We peak in terms of energy production, and then it's downhill. The only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and also improve your body's natural energy production is NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. I just had a conversation with John Casey, the CEO of the company that makes NT Factor, Nutritional Therapeutics, and he shared with us clinical trials that show that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it also has anti-aging effects. NT Factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. There's full-spectrum vitamin and mineral formulas like ProPax with NT Factor. There are immune support formulas, targeted nutrition. And then there's pure NT Factor that I like. I use the NT Factor powder that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I've been using NT Factor for years and have prescribed it for my patients. You can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158. They're good folks there who will actually talk to you, help you with your product selection. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, 877-726-8255 are numbers. Some people choose to call when we are not live on the air and record a question, as did this person. Let's take it.
I have been taking Motrin because I have bone cancer and have a lot of pain. The Motrin I've been taking for quite a while, six a day, for about 4 or 5 months now. Is my liver in jeopardy?
Well, it turns out that when it comes to Motrin, it is less about the liver than it is about the kidneys, because long-term high-dose use of this type of medication, Motrin, Aleve, ibuprofen, these medications can actually cause, ultimately, kidney failure. And I've actually seen a couple of cases in my practice of people who took, you know, doses like yours, moderate doses, but ultimately ended up on dialysis because they didn't tolerate those high doses. Now, it doesn't happen to everyone. Some people have good kidney reserve and they can tolerate it, but I would be careful and I would keep, get monitored by your physician to make sure that that's not happening. And then, you know, consider alternative medications that don't have a kidney effect. Now, when it comes to the liver, the big culprit is acetaminophen. And acetaminophen or Tylenol is often combined with other more potent medications, opiates, synthetic opiates, that will affect the liver. And even relatively small doses of Tylenol can cause liver problems. And there are many cases of severe liver damage, liver failure that occur in people who take acetaminophen at high doses and even, you know, moderate doses, even as directed. But chronically, especially if they're drinking booze or they have a poor diet, they need adequate glutathione to detoxify the Tylenol. And the way that if I have to take Tylenol, for me, Tylenol provides relief. If I'm, you know, having a fever, I get very achy. And Tylenol gives me blissful relief, but I make sure that I team it with N-acetylcysteine or NAC, because NAC actually salvages the glutathione pathway that is interfered with by acetaminophen. And so it's actually, you know, you got it backwards. It's the so-called NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like Motrin, Advil, ibuprofen. These medications affect the kidneys primarily, and it's acetaminophen or Tylenol that affects the liver. 877-726-8255 our number. And, you know, there are all these ads, and they appear, and then they disappear. And the first thing was about, and there was this lady in a wheelchair, and she cackled, "I got this wheelchair absolutely free from Medicare." And I thought, I wonder if this isn't some kind of scam. And then that disappeared because there's some investigations, because people really weren't appropriate for wheelchairs. They got, you know, expensive wheelchairs, and Medicare was billed exorbitant amounts for wheelchairs that didn't cost very much anyway. And it was a scam. And then, there were these ads for urinary catheters. You know, not a lot of people use urinary catheters, but, you know, for some reason these ads appeared on cable TV. Get your urinary catheters for free. You're entitled to them. The government will pay for them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right. Here's an alert from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of the Inspector General, consumer alert, urinary catheter scams. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General is alerting the public about a fraud scheme involving durable medical equipment, specifically urinary catheters. They say that scammers are targeting Medicare enrollees through phone calls, internet ads, and text messages with offers of, quote, free services, medical equipment, or even gift cards. Wow, you get a bonus gift card upon confirming their personal information and eligibility for specific Medicare services. All you have to do is give them your Medicare number, your Social Security number, all your private information, and then they'll send you the catheters. Or maybe not. They say the enticement for the individual is that they're qualified for items at no cost or free. And once the scammers obtain the enrollee's personal information, they bang Medicare incessantly and bill them for services that are either delivered but for which they hike the fees exorbitantly, or they simply don't deliver the services. So they say that they will begin to bill for medically unnecessary urinary catheters that may or may not actually be sent to the enrollee. So that's a consumer alert. You know, this, if it sounds too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true. And unfortunately, seniors are often the target of these scams because they say, hey, you know, yeah, I could use that. You know, I'll go for it. No problem. And they're gullible. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements that support mood and sleep, L-tryptophan, 5-HTP, GABA, and L-theanine. This collection provides essential amino acids and a serotonin precursor that support relaxation, restful sleep, and the regulation of mood and sleep-wake cycles, and are available in various potencies tailored to your specific needs. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements created for healthcare practitioners. Their formulations are based on the latest advances in nutritional science.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. You want to get in on the action with a question or comment this hour or next. Vampire facials are a thing, and they are so named because blood is taken from you and then spun down in a centrifuge, and then the platelet-rich plasma, the clear part, along with blood platelets, which can be separated out with a centrifuge, are then extracted and injected back into your skin. And this is thought to be rejuvenative. And I think, you know, there may be something to this. They use PRP sometimes for injuries, for repair of tendons and tendonitis. And they use this for various. They even use it for hair regrowth. Not sure how effective it is, but it's a thing. Well, there's a problem at a clinic in New Mexico. It's a medical spa where 5 cases of HIV infection were associated with cosmetic plasma-rich, platelet-rich plasma, PRP microneedling. Well, the microneedling, in other words, they just punch a lot of holes in your face, basically. And then they're injecting the PRP under the skin. But there's a problem, because if you don't do it right and you reuse needles, or if you inject other secret sauce substances along with the PRP, which is sometimes used, and maybe you stick a needle in the bottle, and it's a single-use bottle, but you decide you want to save money, and you use it on several different clients, you can have contamination. So from 2018 to 2023, 4 former clients of the spa and 1 sexual partner of a client were diagnosed with HIV. So they launched an investigation when a female client of the Albuquerque spa received an HIV diagnosis after taking a test while she was traveling abroad. She had no known HIV risks, except that she had received cosmetic PRP microneedling at the spa that spring. So they launched an investigation, and the investigators found, quote, dozens of used needles throughout the spa, improperly disposed of in multiple trash cans, and stuffed into drawers in the client treatment rooms. Unlabeled syringes were, quote, loaded with unknown biologics, and were stored next to coffee creamer and cheese slices in a snack refrigerator, which is also not correct procedure. Investigators also found unlabeled tubes and vials of human blood in the refrigerator next to the food. Many of the vials appear to have been used several times, and that is clearly not the way to use injectables. They're single-use vials, and yeah, you can save money, but, you know, make them go further. You know, use them 5 times instead of once. They say, quote, clearly there was a wide scope of contamination and infection control violations at the spa that indicated the potential for transmission of multiple bloodborne pathogens from multiple sources. What happened here is that of the total 5 cases, cases 1, 2, 3, and 5 had received at least 1 vampire facial at the spa. It is possible that case 3 had HIV before and was the source of the HIV, and that blood products from case 3 were admixed with the treatments for cases 1, 2, and 5. Case 4 was the sexual partner of case 3, so you can't blame the vampire facial on that. The suggestion is that if you want to get a vampire facial, you need to protect yourself by making sure the facility that you go to has a clinical license to perform cosmetic injections, and that they use sterile supplies, and that they appropriately label specimen containers and don't reuse bottles frequently. So there you have it. That is not good. A new study suggests that diet drinks may be associated with atrial fibrillation. They did a study on the impact of sugary beverages and artificially sweetened beverages and their relationship to atrial fibrillation. And the curious thing is that The magnitude of the effect was a 20% increase for artificially sweetened beverages, as opposed to beverages containing real sugar, it was only a 10% increase. Mechanistically, it's not clear what's going on, but it may be that sugar and ersatz substitutes for sugar exert their harmful effects via alterations of the microbiome. And there definitely have been studies that suggest that alterations in the microbiome, there's a heart-gut connection, and that this may increase the propensity to atrial fibrillation. So there you have it. Stay away from those soda beverages, whether sugary beverages or even the artificially sweetened ones. Not good in terms of many health outcomes, but now linked to higher risk of atrial fibrillation. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be back with more of Intelligent Medicine and your phone calls.